B-Pod Studios.
WNKS, Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1, the number one Kiss Music Station.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Anybody have any idea what today is?
Friday!
It is Friday. You're right, Roy.
Yeah.
You get a star.
Yeah.
Oh, do it again.
Yeah.
Angry Frank.
Frank. Yeah.
He's excited for Friday. Oh, man.
The beat's going to drop again.
Hey, you want to hear it?
Yeah!
Never too early for a rave, y'all.
I know.
I wish I had the audio of Loren's son Cash singing. That would have been good over this.
You know, it was recommended to us to talk with music underneath us.
Right, it was.
I don't know if I could be able to have a conversation with this in the background.
I think it's too distracting.
I mean, could you imagine, like, hey, so the other day, I, like a rave going on, man.
I enjoy it.
There's Cash.
Baby Cash.
His microphone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's singing the roof.
Mm-hmm. Stomping, singing, dancing.
Yeah, it's a whole thing going on here at the Mani, Roy, and Loren show on a Friday morning. Of course, we have to start off today's show saying thank God Dale Jr. and his family are safe after what was a horrific looking plane crash yesterday in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And a report came out that said Dale's going to be skipping the broadcast. You know, Junior does the commentary for the NASCAR circuit.
He was there.
What?
He was at the NASCAR that night.
No, it's not until this Sunday.
I'm telling you, he was in Bristol.
That's where he was going. He was landing in Bristol to go to do the the race.
I see. I heard he crashed in Tennessee, but I guess that's right there.
He crashed in Tennessee.
But that's right there, Bristol. Okay. So,
you silly guys. Bristol is in Tennessee.
Bristol's in Virginia and Tennessee.
Yes. Yeah. Bristol, Tennessee, though, is where the race is. Look it up.
I think Bristol.
Do we need to restart the show?
Yep. Thank you.
Did you say Bristol, Connecticut?
Yeah.
There is a Bristol, Connecticut. Okay. That's true. There is a Bristol, Connecticut. That's where ESPN's headquarters is, in Bristol, Connecticut.
Okay, see, well, that sounded right to me.
The cool thing about Bristol, they have this big sign, and you can half of your body can be in Virginia, and half your body can be in Tennessee and the downtown area.
That's
really
cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
The point being was that Junior said that they said Junior's not going to be calling the race. I was like, yeah, he was in a pretty traumatic plane crash. Now, granted, he is more familiar with wrecks because he's been in car wrecks, but his wife and child,
I'm sure his family is shaken up too.
If I was him, I wouldn't even call a race for the rest of the season. I'd be like, I gotta be with my family. Yeah.
For the rest of the season?
Hell yeah. That's traumatic, Loren.
Oh, I crashed the car coming in. Can I take today off?
That's true.
Roy pulled in this morning like a bat out of hell and then reversed and then came back into this spot. And that's what we heard.
That's what it sounded like. That's legit what my car sounded like.
I thought your hood was going to be all crunched up.
He gets out and checks, and he's like, no, I think it was just my license plate. We were like, I'm pretty sure your bumper's going to fall out later.
Y'all, I heard the sound of metal crumpling is what I heard.
And then we're in here, and he goes, what's that noise? I go, oh, God, he's got a concussion from his car crash. Because there was no noise.
In about 5 minutes, I'm going to be puking in the trash can.
Oh, man. All right, give us your day in 30 seconds, Loren. What'd you get into yesterday?
I went to a bar class for the first time. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I had never taken a bar class.
It's B-A-R-R-E for those ones. It's not a bartender's class.
And my legs are on fire this morning. I'm lucky I can walk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it good? Are you going back?
I think I'll do it again. I think hot yoga is still my jam.
Okay.
But, I mean, it was fun to, like, kind of change it up because I get bored with workouts, and then that's why I stop working out because I'm bored with what I'm doing.
Gotcha.
So it's a good, like, throw in the mix for me.
Gotcha.
My day in 30 seconds, I had the strangest call yesterday. So a guy called me because he wanted to see some houses to be shown, but yet he wanted me to pick him up. And I told him, I was like, what? It's against the rules. I got to meet you there. You can't be in my car. And then he flat out told me, he goes, no, I know you're lying. I've read real estate law. There's nothing in there that says you can't pick me up. And I said, you're right. It's a personal rule.
Yeah.
I don't want people in my car.
Right. Yeah.
And he went off on me on the
phone.
Really? He went off on me.
Bro.
That's the reason why people don't need real estate agents. That's why people can buy a house through Zillow.com. This is the reason why your industry is failing.
Wow. You're not working with him.
Oh, of course not. I'm like, well, all right, have a good day. And I hung up on him. And the only thing I'm thinking, like, what is so important where he needs to be in my car?
Maybe he doesn't have a car. In which case, can he afford the house? I don't know. Oh, maybe. Maybe it's like a DUI or something like that.
All I know, if I was Roy and I was trying to sell houses, I'd be like, what time do you need me to pick you up?
Oh, screw that.
Go rent a car.
Go
find your way to a home of your own.
Not if you want to get in my car.
In your own freaking
car. It's a safety thing. And then, like,
I get it.
And then, like, then I'm stuck with them. You know what I mean? Like, what if he wants to look longer at a house? I don't know.
Small talk. I mean, you can't leave until he leaves if he wants to look longer at a house.
I'm stuck. He cussed me, by the way. That's how angry he was.
Nah, that sucks.
Had you worked with him before? Was this a new
random call?
Maybe it was a prank call. Do you ever think that maybe a radio station was pranking you with a 60-second chit-chat like we do?
Probably.
Let's call a realtor and tell him we want him to drive us around, and we'll see if we can get him on the phone for 60 seconds.
It worked.
So my day in 30 seconds, it doesn't even take 30 seconds. I'll do it in 5. I went to Walmart.
Do you never go to Walmart?
No, I love Walmart.
Okay.
I mean, the people watching inside the Walmart is just the greatest thing ever. It really is. I went to the one on 521, so I get North and South Carolina folk that I get to, you know, people watch. And I'm walking around, and everybody's just so nice. I had Dean and Ruby with me, and everybody wants to do the stop and chat. And it's like, here's the clientele at the Walmart, like 66 plus and then like 30 and below.
66 plus? Yeah, it's about right.
Yeah, and I was like in a little Twilight Zone episode. I'm like, because I'm 43 and, you know.
You're the only 40-something in the store.
I really was. Yeah, everybody else was way younger or a lot older. But, man, everybody was super sweet, even the greeter. And then I had somebody gave me a tissue because Ruby's nose was running. She goes, here, dear, why don't you have a tissue?
Whoa.
Clear off your daughter's nose. She's so cute.
You need to come to my Walmart. They don't act like that.
It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren show on a Friday.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, KISS95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up.
Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. KISS95.1.
All right, let's welcome Nicole from Charlotte to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good morning, Nicole. Producer Nicole has here in our little call box that says you're a teacher.
I am. I teach first grade. I'm so excited. I love what I do. I've been teaching for about 2 years now. As I said, I teach first grade, and I'm just excited. You know, me and my coworkers, who are now like my girlfriends, fellow teachers, we're so excited to do the Back to School for Teachers. Like, we're so excited about it.
Great point. We haven't talked about this in a little while. It's time to bring it up. Have you ever been before, Nicole?
No, I haven't. I haven't been, but I heard it's so cool and so fun, you know?
It is. It's 95-cent appetizers and you could
drink specials.
Drink specials. Mm-hmm. You can get a $500 gift card to Diamonds Direct, potentially.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I love the drink specials, that's for sure.
Me too.
I mean, teaching first graders, you know, you got to let your hair down when you can, for sure. You know?
Well, listen, it was our way of saying thank you to the teachers. You know, we know that with all the ads and stuff, it's about back to school for the kids, getting clothes, school supplies,
right,
getting your sports equipment ready. But you know what? Teachers, it's back to school for you, too. So it's like one more night to blow off some steam. August 21st, it's a Wednesday night, Blackfin and Ballantine from 5 to 7. And it doesn't have to be just CMS or Union County. Any county employee who works at a school can come.
Yeah, it's nice happy hour time, so you can still get to bed since school's coming, get back in the realm of things.
Right. Yeah, no, we're so excited. Like, a couple of my teacher friends, we were talking about it the other day, and we were just like, this is going to be so fun. Because as you said, it's right before we go back to school. You know, we've been just gearing up, preparing, getting our books and our supplies and everything for the students. So we're looking forward to it, definitely.
Well, listen, make sure you stop us so we can get a nice picture with you and your group of friends.
I will do. Definitely, we will do. We'll be fanning out for sure.
All right, Nicole, we'll see you out there Wednesday, the 21st of August from 5 to 7, Blackfin and Ballantyne. Back to school for teachers, too.
Yes.
I should say also brought to you by Cape Line Sparkling Cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that there. All right, let's do the dirty now because we won't have enough time if we play Shawn Mendes.
Sure.
So we'll put Shawn Mendes on hold.
Let's do it.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Of course, by now you probably heard that NASCAR legend Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his wife and daughter were in a fiery plane crash yesterday in East Tennessee. But what really happened? Well, the why still remains up in the air, and the Federal Aviation Administration officials say that their Cessna went off the runway as they were trying to land, caught fire, and they did make it out okay, though. So did the two pilots. There was definitely a moment where everyone was panicked and had to discharge the plane, but everyone was taken to the hospital, everyone was checked out, discharged from the hospital, and all are home safe right now.
Yeah, I mean, if you see the plane, it caught fire after the crash, but still, it's like, it's amazing anybody walked away.
I know. The first photo that I saw of it was the plane, like, engulfed in flames, and I was like, oh my gosh, is everyone okay?
Yeah.
But everyone did was able to walk out of the plane.
I get push notifications from the New York Post sent to my phone, and that's the first time I saw it, and Dean was talking to me. I go, whoa, hold on, Dean.
Yeah.
I just read it, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, definitely a scary moment. So Taylor Swift, she promised at the Teen Choice Awards that she would be dropping her new song, Lover, which is the title track off of her upcoming album. And she said yesterday that you'll get a full video on August 22nd at 5 p.m. Now, of course, there's a lyric video out there already. And upon further examination of the lyrics, which we've pulled that specific part, people are thinking that she's getting hitched, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Is what she's saying.
Yeah, there's a lot of marriage references in there. A lot.
Are we sure it's just not a song?
It could just be a song. But there had been rumors that her and Joe Alwyn were getting really serious and that they were talking about it, blah, 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 blah. So maybe a wedding is on the horizon for Miss Taylor Swift.
Mm.
Lil Nas X will be on the cover of Time magazine. And yeah, so of course, this whole thing started thanks to his hit breaking Old Town Road. And he says in the article that he was worried about coming out and admitted that he was worried about losing fans, but seeing everyone celebrate Pride Month inspired him to come out. And of course, Charlotte Pride is going on this weekend.
Yeah, I was scared to come out. I dealt with the same thing.
Yeah, I bet. Definitely a scary moment. Coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, I will tell you about my theory behind who the new Bachelor will be, why they're holding out, and what's going on with Gigi Hadid and Tyler.
Cool. We are going to be celebrating Charlotte Pride today on the show, talking about it in different ways. A lot of people want to know where we're going to be, if we're going to be part of it. We'll talk about that. But up next, though, I would love Roy and Nicole to play a little game. I found the top 10 most influential gay celebrities.
Okay.
Or famous people, even. Not just necessarily a celebrity. And I want to see how many you guys can get. I'll tell you what. Surprise, surprise. Ellen is not even in the top 3.
Really?
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
We'll do that in just about 8 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Love it when we get to play country music. That's Dan and Shay. Speechless on Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show.
Pride weekend in Charlotte.
So excited. Oh,
We are the only morning radio show with two openly gay cast members, producer Nicole and Roy.
Yes!
Yeah, I'm gay.
We are the gayest radio show in the city. Put that on a flippin' bumper sticker.
There you go.
You won't find a show as gay as us.
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse.
That's true. You know what? 50% of the people love it. 50% of the people are like, keep your opinions to yourself.
You're pushing your gay agenda on me.
Yeah, okay. If Roy pushes his agenda on you, then you got a major issue.
Yeah.
We're not pushy whatsoever, but we do talk about our lives. And I love the fact that my son Dean and Ruby and baby Cash are going to be brought up in an environment where it doesn't matter who you marry, who you date, who you love. There's other issues in the world.
Yeah, there's a lot of issues.
Gun control, for instance.
Oh, here we go.
You want to go down? Oh, my God. Start pushing.
You want to push that button?
I agree that you want to talk about it.
I didn't say anything.
Okay. You just said something.
You guys are hearing things. Uh-huh. Hey, I have a list here. We don't have a ton of time, of course, because our time ticks so crazily around here. Everything goes so fast. Roy, Loren, Nicole, these are the 10. The list is actually 50, but I have the 10 most powerful gay celebrities. But they're not all celebrities. Some of them are like senators.
Oh.
Then there's like a CEO.
Are you going to tell us people we know?
I'd like you to guess who you think the number one most popular gay celebrity is. And it's not Ellen. She's not even in the top three.
Hey, Anderson
I
Cooper.
Have said that.
I was, if it wasn't, I was going to say Ellen DeGeneres and Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
He's a big gay.
Andy Cohen, maybe? I don't know.
Okay. His name is Ryan Murphy. Anybody know who Ryan Murphy is?
Who the hell's that?
He's number one. He is one of the most successful television showrunners of all time. The guy that puts TV shows together. He's created some of the best on-screen shows. The man behind Glee, American Horror Story, and HBO's American Crime Story.
I mean, thank you for your service, but...
I don't know who you are. You're not that influential to me.
Number two, I give you Roy's pick, Anderson Cooper.
Yeah. Big gay, yeah.
This is, by the way, this is from out.com.
What'd you say?
He's a big gay guy. I know him.
This is from out.com, the website. Rachel Maddow, MSNBC's Rachel Maddow, was number three.
Cool.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Number four, Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes. Wow, Rachel beat Ellen?
Ellen's show turned 15. And it's a major milestone. She's been in the business for more than 30 years. But yes, Rachel did beat Ellen. Here's a picture of Ellen. Number five is Lena Waithe. She's the co-writer of the comedy Master of None and the first black woman to receive a Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Writing in a Comedy Series.
Nice. I don't know any of the behind-the-scenes gays.
Then you won't know who Anthony Romero is. He's number six.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
He is the Civil Rights Liberties Union head.
Okay,
number seven, Tammy Baldwin. What? Who? Number seven, most powerful gay person.
I'm pretty sure I had an elementary school teacher with that name.
Does she look like her?
No.
Who's Tammy Baldwin?
She's a senator from Wisconsin who became the first openly gay U.S. senator in history.
That's
okay,
cool.
Mayor Pete, I think, has more name recognition than Tammy.
Number eight. The most powerful gay celebrities, RuPaul.
RuPaul, you better work.
After his 10th season of RuPaul's, after its 10th season of RuPaul's Drag Race, nabbed 12 Emmy nominations, including one for Best Reality Competition Series, RuPaul is on his way.
Okay.
Her way. It says his on there. Only one.
Well, he's... It is... It, unless he's in his drag.
You're right, and this picture is... RuPaul. Yeah. Okay, all right, so Adam Rippon is
we gotta have an educational moment.
That's a good educational moment for people.
Okay.
Straight people like myself.
Yeah.
So Adam Rippon is a power, an ice skater?
Yes!
An Olympic ice skater?
Which?
Number nine?
I thought you were gonna say something else. You started with power, and I thought the next word out of your mouth was gonna be something completely different.
Come on. Tim Cook, number 10.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah.
I knew that he was a gay.
Really? He's on the top 10, though?
Yeah, Tim Cook is the first openly gay CEO for a Fortune 500 company. And, of course, he runs Apple right now, openly gay man. So there's your top 10.
I would say Ellen's my top one.
Really? Big Ellen fan.
Because I think she's the one who taught me to, you can't get mad at people who have different like views of you as you, and you can't like really have an agenda. You have to kill them with kindness. Mm-hmm. And with like letting people learn about you, then hopefully they'll learn that you're just
us as people. Like, everybody puts their pants on the same way. Like, treat everybody how you want to be treated. Like, she really has done an amazing job showing people how to act as individuals.
Mine is Roy.
Oh, I'm the most
best
gay?
Roy. Roy is my the most influential gay guy in my life.
Oh, thanks, bud.
What about lesbian?
Probably Ellen. You too, Nicole. You guys are awesome. Happy Pride weekend. Well, we'll talk later on this morning where you can find the MRL show. Of course, we'll be out and about for Pride weekend. Up next, I want to share with you guys something strange I saw in the hallway yesterday.
Okay.
Here at work. And I want to see if anybody else had to deal with something like this. We'll talk about it in...
Stick around. MRL will be back in 5 on Kiss 95.1.
I witnessed something weird yesterday. And, I shouldn't say weird. Just out of the ordinary.
Okay.
A coworker of ours... And I'm not going to say who it is. I'm not even going to say who it is off the air. But a coworker of ours was in the hallway with tears in her eyes.
Aw.
Yeah. And I said, hey, is everything okay? And I expected it to be something like kind of personal. She was heading to the women's room and I was going to the men's room. And we kind of cross each other because the two bathrooms are near each other. And she goes, just work related.
Work related? Oh, no.
And I was like, oh.
Been there.
Have you cried over work, Loren?
Yes, I have.
In the studio.
Multiple times.
While throwing things at us.
That is true. But I also think it sucks.
I was going to say, I'm a passionate person, though, so I feel like just this wave of emotion, regardless of how I'm feeling, you know? So,
is it true that you one time left here so upset that you didn't talk to us for like 3 days?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Thought about quitting.
You did?
Yeah.
You think about quitting once
By the
a
way,
week,
this
though.
This issue was not that bad.
It wasn't.
No, but she just said she's a very passionate person.
You feel the emotions, man. I love it.
It just kind of caught me off guard. And I think now I get stressed out about work because even though we have fun, we sit here, we talk, we laugh, we, you know, we play throw baloney at our butts or whatever. That's fine. But we also, you know, we're a multi-million dollar radio station and we're in charge of ratings.
Yeah.
You know, they expect results.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
So the pressure gets to me, but I've never cried. How about you, producer Nicole? You ever cry over work, whether here or at your old station?
I cried one time at my old station, but it wasn't work related. Like a listener was like super mean and it like got to me.
I would think it would take a lot for Nicole to cry. Like as emotional as Loren is how unemotional Nicole is.
Yeah, no, it takes a lot. And like with work, like my mindset with work is I don't let people affect me like that. Like if someone's like a certain way towards me here, that's business.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I cried at work. I was working at I was like 18 working at a radio station, and you cared way too much about everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And then as you get older, you're like, crap doesn't matter.
I feel like I got more emotional as I got older. Like when I was in my 20s, you could not rock me.
Oh.
Now you're a mom.
Yeah. I think that's what really screwed me up. Thanks, Cash.
Yeah, I don't know. It just caught me off guard because this person isn't on the radio. Like, kind of works behind the scenes. And
we probably did something.
No, we didn't.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't us.
Half the time it does make people cry.
It wasn't us. I just said, ooh, is everything okay? She just goes, yeah, work related. I was like, damn, that sucks that you're that upset at work.
Yeah.
You know, and what do I do? I didn't want, I.
You don't pry.
No. I just said, well, let us know.
We're here for you.
This sucks. Area code 240 just said, I've cried at every job I've had.
Well, there's always going to be that day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I even remember, my sister, when we worked together at the Country Cook and All-American Buffet together, she had one of those days where people weren't tipping, she was behind, she dropped something, a customer said a nasty comment, and she just explodes in tears and runs into the bathroom. Like, everyone has, like, the worst day ever.
Yeah,
and, sure.
And wherever the breaking point is, that's who's witnessing it.
Yeah. And I think people put a lot of pressure on themselves, too. Like, I think I put more pressure on myself than I need to sometimes. And I think that definitely contributes to me feeling so passionately about things.
You want to do a little therapy this morning and maybe tell people who have cried at work that it's okay?
Yeah.
You can call in and tell us, like, why did you cry at work? Like, what happened? Did you self-admittedly screw something up? 704-570-9595. We're going to talk about why did you cry at work. Then we got to get into, on the other side of 7, Loren, something interesting that you're bringing to the table. You said somebody did something that could have made them be part of a crime?
Yeah. Yeah. One of my friends actually was involved in a crime after they did this.
Whoa.
So okay. I'll tell you what that is, and hopefully you're not doing it.
All right. Awesome. We're going to get into it, you guys. 704-570-9595. A little therapy. Why'd you cry at work? Let it out.
WNKS Charlotte. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Have you ever cried at work? That's what we want to hear at 704-570-9595. It's bound to happen at least once.
Mm-hmm.
You hate that, though, because it is like we're getting text messages from people who are like, you know, I've cried too, and I'm mad at myself because it's just work.
Yeah, but you care, and you're passionate, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, and everybody's jobs are different. You're right, Roy. Some people have a 9-to-5 punch-in, punch-out job, and maybe you're mad about that, but... You know, a lot of people, like a nurse, said she quit because she was crying so much.
Yeah, over poor leadership.
Yeah.
I've cried someone critiquing me when I was like 18 years old. Someone was critiquing my own air work, and he hammered me. Mm-hmm. Like, everything I did was wrong. And I'm like, then why'd you hire me?
It's hard to get constructive criticism when you're first starting out, because you're not sure how to take it from someone.
Right. Louise and Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good. We just thought maybe someone's in the car on their way to work today, and maybe they had a bad day yesterday, like someone I ran into in our hallway here. Maybe just by talking about it a little bit will make them feel better, you know?
Yeah. I work at a restaurant, and I worked a straight through double, had been there since 11:30 in the morning, and was probably supposed to get off around 9 o'clock at night, something like that. It got slammed right around 9. Pretty much stayed until 11:30, so 12 hours, and a guy yelled at me because I didn't feel comfortable serving him anymore alcohol, and he laid into me in front of customers, and I ran into the back just crying.
Did you feel better after you got the cry out, Louise?
I did. My manager came back there and was like, it's okay, don't worry about it, like, you're good, I'm not mad at you. No one is mad at you, like, only that guy is, so, like, do not worry. But, like, after I cried and, like, walked that out back out there, like, I felt perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Thanks, Louise. That's my hope, was that this coworker who I saw cry going to the women's room yesterday maybe came out feeling a little better. Mm-hmm. One more real quick, Roy. It's Andrea.
Hey, Andrea.
Hey.
So tell us about the time you cried at work.
I worked for a major retailer. I worked 2-11 as a manager, and I had a customer that came through wanting to get their check cashed, and their check wouldn't go through. So he proceeded to get mad at me. I tried to help him out as best as I could. He started calling me all kinds of curse words, and then he said the C word.
Hold on a second. I have something for that person. Hold on. You ready for this? There you go. Double slap. Thanks, Andrea.
That stinks. We're getting some text messages from teachers, too. And teachers, I mean, you guys, you got to blow off some steam every once in a while, which is why we're doing back to school for teachers, too, next Wednesday. But I have one that says, I'm a teacher, so yes, the tears come in all forms, happy, sad, excited, frustrated. I cry all the time.
I think I would cry if it was personal. If I found out that people were, like, talking about really mean things about me personally... Oh, I would for sure cry.
Yeah.
Like somebody here that works at the radio station made an awful comment about my hair, and it stuck with me all day.
And we confronted that person, and that person goes, you care what I think?
Yeah. I was like, I did. I was looking at my hair, and I'm like, I don't see it.
Holy cow. All right. Well, there you go. Just a little therapy for you this morning. If you're crying at work, it's quite all right. Just reset, and it's okay, everybody's saying. So thanks for that, you guys. We have to get to this, Roy, because I think this is a really important PSA.
One of my girlfriends, she went on a beach vacation for a week, posted some pictures, and then something happened next, which was a little unfortunate. I'll tell you what it is coming up in less than two.
She's going to be here in Charlotte in September. That's Truth Hurts. KISS 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show.
Okay, Loren, what's going on? If we post pictures of our vacation, it could get us into trouble?
Well, here's the thing. It's just... I think it's a security thing. And I always kind of thought that, but never really followed the rules until this happened to my friend. And my girlfriend went to the beach for the week, posting all kinds of pictures of her and her family out there having a great time, never thinking anything of it. Well, someone broke into her house because they knew she was gone.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Yes. So they think it was an inside job. They're still investigating it. They haven't caught anyone yet. But it just really stinks because you think you're, you know, having this like great week at the beach. You want to share it with your friends and family, not realizing that sometimes people that follow you on Facebook or Instagram aren't really your friends and family.
You said it's an inside job. Do you mean like a family member?
I don't know. I think they're just going through the process right now, but I think it could be anyone.
Did they break in, like break a window, or was it someone who had a key or knows like the garage access code, I wonder?
They didn't go through, like they didn't have an actual key. I think she said they broke a window, but I don't know if it was in the front or the back of the house.
Oh, I think it was an inside job. A friend, family member.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's even worse if like there's no broken window, like somebody that you know has your garage access code and then gave it out.
Oof.
That's the first thing I changed when I moved into the new house was the garage code.
So here's my thing is when we moved.
Wait a minute. What are you going to say?
Not this house. It's not this house.
At the Chateau?
When we moved into our first house here in Charlotte, it took me months to figure out how to change the alarm code and how to change the garage code.
I'm sure Dallas was all over that.
Okay. Guess who did that?
Oh, that's great.
Val. So I think, Roy, I've seen something where the cops were even saying not to do this. You should post your pictures like a week after the week that you're back.
You just post them when you come home. Like, I mean.
Yeah, but people want real time action, man.
I know. And, you know, I never really thought about this with the house. Our repair, Elena, I always tell her if you're out with cash somewhere, like, please don't post pictures while you're out. You can take the pictures. And then when you get home, for security reasons, you can then post.
What's your fear there? While she's out taking photos, someone would abduct Cash?
I don't know. I just think it's better safe than sorry. Like, if I'm not there and I can't control the situation, I would just sooner us not be in it.
Okay.
You know what we did? We went to Folly Beach this summer, and I posted pictures of us in real time, but I was sure to also add, like, alarm is on. Military
you
train.
You didn't add that.
Hashtag military train German Shepherd standing at door.
Yeah, but
hashtag
people,
try it.
People believe that? Like, I do.
I mean, I do have an alarm system, and it better work. According to the commercials, Luke Kuechly's going to come kick the guy's butt.
I don't know. Even if you have someone, like, staying in your house, I think it's better to just wait.
Producer Nicole, see if we can find one person who said that they went on vacation, they took a picture, and when they came back, somebody broke into their house, just like Loren's friend. I'm just curious. You know, maybe that was just a one-time thing, like an odd one-off with your friend?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Or maybe it's more common.
704-570-9595. Give us a call.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Hits Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy, the Red Morning Show.
And Loren, you mentioned a little earlier that a friend of yours posted pictures on vacation this summer, and then someone broke into their house. I think it was an inside job. They knew that they were gone.
Yeah.
We had a text message from area code 828 said, while my coworker was on vacation and posting pictures, someone stole her dog.
Oh, my gosh.
And is still missing 1 month later.
Oh, no.
Holy cow.
Do you think that's an inside job?
Oh, I mean, somebody knew that they were on vacation. They posted pictures and they went and got the dog.
How do you hide a dog, though? Like, if you're out walking that dog at some point and I see you with my dog.
Right? You're going to know. Yeah, I don't know, but that was a good PSA, man. Think about just posting your pictures later, that's all.
Yeah.
So, all right, what you got coming up in the dirty?
All right, so Katy Perry in hot water again. I'll get you updated on that. And my theory behind why ABC hasn't announced The Bachelor. It's coming up in 2.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. It's 95.1.
So ABC hasn't announced their new Bachelor yet. Of course, there's all these rumors about who it could be and who they're deciding upon. But I kind of think that they are dragging this whole thing out because of the Gigi Hadid and Tyler relationship. I think ABC really wants Tyler to be the next Bachelor, and they're just waiting for this whole thing as fast as it started to kind of fizzle out. The two of them, Gigi Hadid and Tyler, have been hanging out nonstop, and he is even moving to New York City, something to be closer to her. He revealed on social media that he was looking for an apartment in New York, asking for recommendations. So,
man, what a life for that guy, huh?
Right? But I really think that this got hot and heavy and will cool off quickly, and that's kind of what ABC is banking on at this point.
Zane's probably having a good laugh.
Yeah, right.
The reality TV star.
Another person is accusing Katy Perry of sexual harassment. Now, we first told you that a model who appeared in Katy Perry's Teenage Dream video accused her of sexual harassment earlier this week. And now another person is coming out with their story. A female TV host from Georgia says that a very heavily intoxicated Katy Perry was harassing her at an industry party, and that Katy touched her inappropriately and tried to kiss her. She was also acting inappropriately towards other people at the event as well. Now, Katy has not commented on any of these accusations as of now. And Jay-Z, he is partnering with the NFL. We told you that earlier this week.
Joe.
What?
Joe.
No. And
that's your Jay-Z impression?
Joe.
Okay.
All right. And here is him talking about the partnership.
There's two parts of protesting. You go outside and you protest, and then the company or the individual say, I hear you. What do we do next? For me, it was like action, actionable item. What are we going to do with it?
That is absolutely true. You know, Jay-Z is getting crushed on social media from a lot of people who feel like he's selling out by going to work with the NFL. How dare you after what Cap did? And you couldn't have said it any better. Like, after the protest comes action.
I think somebody has to step up to help the NFL move in a different direction and understand. And I think that Jay-Z is a good person to help them do that.
I agree.
Gwen Stefani, she's making her way back to The Voice, posted a video on Twitter with her in the video and said, sealed the deal. Boom. So we'll be watching Gwen Stefani on the new episodes.
That's funny.
The Voice.
The Voice is like a friend's house. Like, is Gwen coming or not? And, and who's coming over tonight?
Yeah.
You know.
We'll see.
Alicia
we'll find
Keys out. Is coming tonight.
Yeah. That's your dirty.
All right. Let's put Can't Beat the Brand. 704-570-9595. 38 wins. Call now. Take her down.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine.
Oh, ring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Nikki, welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, you're playing Can't Beat Lorraine today, and I heard that you have a car full of people.
I do. We're on our way to school this morning.
Back to school already? Oh, my gosh.
Shout out everybody who's in the car, Nikki.
Okay, we've got Andrew, Danielle, Anthony, Soraya, and Aaron. And yes, they all belong to me.
Oh my gosh, how big is your car?
It's a school bus.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. Just do the, your house is the class. Just the whole school at your house.
All right, Nikki, let's play Can't Beat Lorraine.
All right, we got to take her out.
I'm going.
Studio,
all right, putting the headphones down, walking out of the studio.
Lorraine, stay here for 1 second. Hey, Nikki, earlier this week we asked, Lorraine heard a friend of hers said that she has a favorite child. Out of all your kids.
She can't say that they're all in the car.
Who is your favorite child, Nikki? I'm going to say Danielle. Go.
My favorite child is Raven. She's our new puppy we just
got. Oh, there you go.
All right.
Get out, Lorraine.
All right, Lorraine has left the studio, and she can no longer hear these questions.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family are safe and sound after a fiery plane crash. What sport is Dale Jr. known for?
NASCAR.
And John Legend's wife shared on social media this week that she got Botox in her armpits to stop herself from sweating. Who is his wife?
Chrissy Teigen.
Lil Nas X is on the cover of Time magazine for his remix of the song Old Town Road. Who else is featured on that song?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Question 4. Taylor Swift dropped a new song, and people are thinking she's getting married because of the lyrics. You got to hear it. Who is her boyfriend?
Oh, I don't know. Do you guys know?
Right? Isn't it weird? They're so under the radar.
Taylor Swift's boyfriend? I have no...
Three?
Can we...
Two? One, no answer there, Roy.
No idea.
All right. Lizzo is currently in studio with this ex-NSYNC castmate who is now married to Jessica Biel. Who is that?
Justin Timberlake.
All right, come on in, Lorraine. I'm telling you that question. It's so weird.
All right, Nikki and everyone else got 4 correct.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question 1. Dale Jr. and his family are safe and sound after a fiery plane crash yesterday. What sport is Dale Jr. known for?
NASCAR racing.
That is 1-1.
John Legend's wife shared on social media this week that she got Botox in her pits to stop herself from sweating.
I saw this.
Who is that?
Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah. Does that work? Is that a thing?
Yes, it is a thing.
Yeah. Lil Nas X is on the cover of Time magazine for his remix of the song Old Town Road. Who else is featured on that song?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
That's correct. 3-3.
All right. Taylor Swift dropped a new song, and people think that maybe she's getting married because the lyrics are very telling. Now, who is her boyfriend?
Joe Alwyn.
Now, how come not enough people know that with the star as big as Taylor Swift?
I know, because she's keeping this one, like, really low-key.
Sorry, that's actually incorrect. It's Joe Alwyn. No, you got it correct.
Nikki, they didn't know that, and I think...
I know, that's a hard question.
It's currently 4-3.
All right, Lizzo is currently in studio with this ex-NSYNC castmate who is now married to Jessica Biel. Who is that?
Justin Timberlake.
That is correct. Final score, 5-4. LeBrin, you got 39 wins. Congratulations.
Thank you. Nikki and the crew, I'm so sorry. That one
that's
gotcha.
Okay.
You know what we want to hear.
Hey, guys. Hi, this is Nikki and the crew, and we can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, guys. Have a great day at school.
Thank you.
And have fun playing with that new puppy, Raven. All right. Man, it is Friday, y'all. You feeling it? Anybody else here feeling Friday?
Friday,
yeah.
Friday,
I feel a lot better if we can get to the legendary Friday free-for-all.
Let's do it.
5 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Kristen Wiig is engaged.
Hey.
Yeah, congratulations to her, former SNL star. And she still pops on there every once in a while. But sources say that her and her longtime boyfriend have been engaged for months now. And she was even spotted earlier in May with a ring on. That, you know, nobody had reported at that point that they were engaged. This will be Kristen's second marriage. And The Hills, Mimi loves the show.
I do love The Hills.
I'm gonna tell you something, and you tell me who you think it is.
Okay.
This Hills star says that she regrets turning down a one-night stand with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Who would Leo be? Leo would probably go after Kristen Cavallari.
No.
Mm.
Whitney Port.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she shared it on her podcast this week that she had an opportunity to have a one-night stand with the Titanic star when they met at a party in Manhattan back in 2009, but she passed. She said she was just too nervous to have a one-night stand with him. She said, I didn't even want to be alone with him.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure. She said they exchanged numbers, and he even invited her over another time, but she declined because her nerves were getting the best of her. She said that it's the one thing that she regrets in life.
Good for her.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family escaped a fiery plane crash yesterday. If you missed it or you just saw part of it, the NASCAR legend, his wife, and their daughter were aboard a plane that was landing in East Tennessee. Now, the plane went off the runway and kind of rolled on its side and then burst into flames. The two pilots, Dale, his wife, and the baby, and their dog were all able to get off of the Cessna before it was completely engulfed in flames. Everyone walked out of the plane. They were taken to the hospital, but discharged, and everyone is home and safe.
We have some family members, Dale's family, that are fans of the MRL show. Not, who knows if they're listening up in Kannapolis right now, but of course, our thoughts and prayers are with the family and stuff. We are so glad that there was no serious injuries.
Yeah, and it's got to be a scary moment, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have got a What Lauren Likes Ooh. That you two are going to love.
Okay, what's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Lauren like?
So we get phone calls here in the studio all the time from collection agencies and marketing companies. And you guys are so funny. You think it's great to put our studio line in for your phone numbers. But I found one that will kill the marketers on your cell phone. It's called the Robo Killer. It's an app that eliminates all of those spam calls, and it intercepts the calls for you. So when a robo company calls your phone, your phone won't even ring. But that's not even the best part. The Robo Killer will answer that call and
mess, kill the person?
Nope. And mess with the people on the other side
Whoa.
To waste their time as much as they're wasting yours.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good service.
I love it.
We did that once.
Oh.
Remember we had that prank phone call where that woman talked to Arnold Schwarzenegger?
We do it often, to be honest.
Yeah.
The majority of them don't hit the air.
Right.
But that's what I like, and you can check it out at kiss951.com. All the information's up there for you.
Very cool. We didn't get to it yesterday because we had a visit, a surprise visit, on time. by Alex Moffat, who is at the Comedy Zone this weekend. He's an SNL cast member, plays Eric Trump on SNL. Full-time cast member for the last 3 years. By the way, you can hear his interview on the podcast on Kiss95.1's app.
Yep.
But we wanted to get into this, and we just couldn't get to it. But today we will, Loren and Roy. A woman gets a crazy list of rules from her boyfriend just before she goes out for a girl's night out.
Oh, is he controlling?
Wait till you hear it. Roy, why don't you read us a couple of them coming up in like 7 minutes.
All right.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We're Charlotte's number one in music station. Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. That was Khalid and Talk. This over-controlling boyfriend. This girl wanted to go out like a girl's night out. And he had a list of rules that she cannot do. And evidently, this girl's night out also involved a hotel stay.
Hmm.
Evidently, they were traveling somewhere, staying. It's like a, maybe like a girl's
an
night.
An overnight girl's night out.
I think they were at a music festival.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Here are some of the rules. Don't get too drunk. No boys. If anyone comes up to you and tries to talk to you, tell them you have a boyfriend. Now, this one's actually a pretty good tip. Look after your drink at all times.
Okay, that's not a bad tip. You never know who's going to slip something in, some pig.
No one can sleep in your room besides this one friend, but he can't actually sleep in there.
I mean, this sounds like what my dad would tell me before I went out. Literally.
You still want to go out at this point, Loren? If your boyfriend's telling you this?
I do want to go out as a single woman.
to sleep with someone else. You're not allowed to go to anyone else's room. Let me know everything that happens and be ready to explain stories. Send me photos of the front and back of you so I know what you're wearing and I can approve.
You got to be kidding.
And I can approve whether or not I think you should wear it.
You got to be kidding me.
Even if I'm asleep, text me to tell me things so I can read them in the morning. If you find time to call or FaceTime me, let me know in advance.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And I need a video of your room before you go to sleep to prove that no one else is in there.
Jerk. And a
alone.
Newspaper and a timestamp? What?
By the way, they did break up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would hope so.
And get this. He, who made all these rules, cheated on her. That's how...
Oh, guilty conscience. Yeah.
That's what they say. If someone blames you for cheating, you gotta look at them.
Yep.
Wow. That is a list there. What stands out the most is the most annoying and obnoxious thing on the list.
I think the video of your room.
Yeah.
And then also what you're wearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those are like
Let's talk about
two.
That for a second. Would Dallas ever tell you not to wear something?
Hell no. Do you know what would happen if he was like, you can't wear that? I'd be like, let's go. I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm wearing it now.
Yeah, now I'm definitely wearing it.
I mean, I love when my wife dresses sexy. I'm like, and probably Dallas is the same way with you. He probably,
yeah.
Why not see you at your best?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think I dress like super sexy anymore, but like.
Oh God, here we go.
No. I'm just saying like, but like maybe.
But I will again, I promise. I'm doing this new bar class.
No, that's not what I was going to say. I was just going to say like, maybe I would have pants on and he might ask me to wear like a maxi dress or something. I don't know. I don't know.
But
like
he would be wearing pants and he would ask you to get into a dress?
Like
yeah,
if
see?
He would say, like, I think this event might be a little more dressy than that. Like, that is different than you telling me I can't wear something.
It would be the reverse.
Right.
If you're wearing a dress and he says, I don't want you showing off your legs, put pants on.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you know, I'd be afraid to ask you guys to call in and tell us about your controlling boyfriend because we've heard stories that are ridiculous.
We're going to hear abusive stories. And that's going to upset me.
Absolutely ridiculous. I do find it interesting, Roy, if you had someone in your life, your partner, tell you, I don't like you wearing that. Like, let's leave it specifically to, like, your clothes. Like, did your partner ever tell you that they wanted you to change your clothes?
Like, literally, that is what my father was for. Like,
right.
I mean, I don't need you to tell me what to put on my body. Like, I'm sorry. I just don't. It's my body.
What about the other way around, though? like...
I would never tell Dallas not to wear something.
No, no, no. Hold on. Follow me here.
Okay.
What about the other way around where your boyfriend or your husband says, why don't you put that, like, hot dress on?
Oh, want you to be more sexy.
Suggestively? Like, not telling you to do it, but suggesting something?
Suggesting.
Yeah, that's more of a suggestion.
Yeah. And is he getting it or no?
Yeah, it depends.
I mean, as a general rule of thumb, you don't tell anyone to do anything.
You guys know I don't do well with anyone telling me to do anything. Like, if you tell me not to do something, I'm definitely doing that.
I asked Lorraine if she could run by the printer for me. She's like, you don't sign my paychecks. I'm like, all right. Okay.
And not only
calm
that,
down.
She's never going to the printer ever again after that.
She'll set it on fire.
Printer strike.
Like Roy said, though, we're not looking for major controlling stories. But if you have a story to share with us where your partner told you, like, hey, do me a favor, just change. Like, I'd love to hear how you reacted to that. Did you do it, or did you tell him to kiss off or tell her to kiss off and go do your own thing?
704-570-9595 is the studio phone line.
Let's put this list up at kiss951.com, too, the rules that the guy put out there for his girlfriend on Girls Night Out.
I hate the part, you have to tell me everything that happens and be ready to explain stories. It sounds like, hey, I'm going to interrogate you.
Right.
And you better know all the details.
Be ready to explain stories.
What?
I got a story for you. I'm now single.
Yeah.
All right, 704-570-9595. Jump into the conversation and tell us if you ever had someone share with you, like, hey, I'd rather you not wear that outfit tonight.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Happy Pride Weekend, everyone.
Yes. I'm so excited.
It's Charlotte Pride, and of course, the MRL show is going to be out and about this weekend. Unofficially. We're not, like, officially tied in to Pride this year. We have been in the past.
We have?
We've been on stage before in the past.
Yeah, but even then, we weren't their media partner. I think we snuck on stage.
Oh.
I think we just, like, knew the actor or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, we're not. I don't think we've ever been their media partner.
I don't think we have either.
Well, we need to be with two openly gay characters on the show. Of course, Roy, whose coming out story, if maybe you're new to the MRL show, actually happened on the air here.
Maybe Pride doesn't know I'm gay. Maybe I should re-come out of the closet. I'll keep announcing I'm gay.
When did you come out on the MRL show? How many years ago? Two, you think? Three?
Was it last January?
No.
Yes,
it was definitely not 18.
Because I've only been here 2 years.
And you were here when he did it?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And I'd been here for like a year. Mm. So it was last year.
It was right when we finished filming the other the TV show.
Oh, maybe you're right. It was 2018 then.
Because I think that last season aired that year. You know, but that was a weird, you know, whole weird thing where I was straight on television, but gay in life.
I just remember being like on the radio. And you were talking, you would call him Bay.
Yeah.
You call Sterling Bay. Mm-hmm. And everyone, you could see, because I can see you guys, like, with the camera, you can just see your brain turning because you're trying not to say he. And you're not
constantly focused on pronouns.
Failed a bunch of times too. After Roy came out, somebody sent a text message that said "worst kept secret ever." We always heard he.
Yeah.
Or,
we would sit here and try to not say he or she, but I think Mainey did it a few times. Then I did it once. I felt frigging terrible afterwards. Like I think I cried. Yeah. I was so upset at myself.
But tell me about Roy. Tell me, because I don't know if I remember this. Tell me about, if you feel comfortable enough, your coming out story to your mom. You came out to your mom first, then dad, right?
No, I told them.
I told them
all together. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For some reason,
I think my sister had advanced knowledge.
Oh, that's who I'm thinking of. Okay, your sister. And then so was it. I mean, was it, like, comfortable?
You know, it was funny. They came in, and I was so scared. And they came in to visit me in Charlotte, and I was planning on doing it this whole weekend. And finally came Sunday, like, after dinner, and they're about to get in their car, and I haven't done it yet. And as they're about to leave, and they, like, got their bags, I'm like, and by the way, I'm gay.
Yeah.
Just threw it out there like that.
And they just kind of stood there looking at me, and they're like, oh. Okay.
Worst kept secret.
They're like, okay, well, we love you.
That's awesome.
And then they left. And then we never got to, like, unpack that.
Really?
Because I did that right when it happened. And like, I didn't hear from my dad for a couple of weeks, and I didn't hear from my, I was so scared.
Aww.
You know, I had all these mixed emotions. Like, what do they think of me? How are they reacting to it? You know, and then, you know, we had a, over the course for weeks over the phone and then in person, we had a, you know, talk more about it.
And now they've met Sterling.
Yeah, they met Sterling.
And everything's kosher.
Yeah, they love Sterling.
That's awesome.
I literally, every time I talk to my mom, every single day, she asks me about Sterling.
Yeah.
But that was, you know, and the whole thing was weird because I had to be straight on this television show. I didn't have to be.
My Big Fat Fabulous Life.
Yeah, but I had a lot of things working against me. So, like, I couldn't, I didn't want to come out on TV because I didn't tell my parents. I didn't want to come out on TV because I didn't tell my radio audience. Because that's not fair.
Yeah.
And so it's like I had to tell a bunch of people before I made this public thing. You know, yeah, by the way, I have a boyfriend. So then here we are filming a TV show and
they're playing you off like you're the boyfriend to Whitney.
Yeah.
I still need to watch that show.
I can't. I literally, I can't. Oh, number one, I can't watch it because my hair is awful. And my hair is awful. I did not keep up with my hair. And two, because all the lies that were spewing from my mouth.
It's showbiz, baby.
Yeah, I just, like, it's hard for me to go back and watch it. And I wish we were able to come back and
I do too.
I was able to set the record straight, you know, with Whitney, because, you know, I may have hurt her. I don't know. Maybe she
I don't know.
Did,
they
like,
dropped us, so maybe you did.
Yeah.
Keep going. My TV career is as brief as
I know. I
have some relationships,
you know,
I've been in.
I wish I could have been so honest, but it was such a weird time for me, you know?
And then from a daughter standpoint, producer Nicole, real quick, we do have a couple of minutes here. What about your coming out story?
Yeah, so I was in high school. So I was a youngin', and I just knew. So I was actually, this is when like landlines were a thing. I was on the phone with my best friend. We talked every day after school, and we both had typed up a letter. Like, we had a typed up letter of what we were going to, because, I mean, we were like 16.
That's cool, though.
And so.
But you had support from a friend.
Yeah. Yeah. My best friend. And we were like, all right, we're going to get off the phone. We're going to go do it. We gave each other like 2 hours. We're like, if we don't touch base in 2 hours, like, we're going to meet here. Like, you know, thinking the worst. Like, because, I mean.
Like, you get kicked out or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. You know,
that's,
like,
it
you,
happens.
Yeah. And you just, you never know. So I went downstairs and I could barely read the words of that letter. Like, I was just crying uncontrollably.
Did you say, hey, mom and dad, I have something I want to read to you?
Yeah, it was like my mom's. I just like sat down next to her and I was like, hey, like, can I talk to you? And, you know, like barely able to form a word. But I read it and like, I think she was most upset that I thought that she would look at me differently.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, yeah, and then, and then from there, like her, I've always had her and I've always had my dad. And
you guys have very different coming out stories than a lot of
very
people.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Who
yes.
are listening. We're very lucky. Yeah. Some parents, you know, cry, disband, you know, disown.
How
you.
Can we fix this? We've heard that.
It's really, really bad. And by the way, the way the coming out happens is so important on the future and the mental stability and the mental. You know, frame for that person. Like it's so important that when you do come out, it's in a supportive environment because it's devastating when it's not. And unfortunately, parents don't.
Yeah, I know. Well, as you know, here the MRL Morning Show, the Maney Roy and Loren Morning Show at Beasley Broadcasting, we are all inclusive here on this show. You know, you're never gonna be turned away. All voices are gonna be heard, and that's it. And if you like it, great. If you don't like it. Well, screw you.
You're probably not listening because we have two openly gay people on the show. You probably don't even listen to us to begin with.
I like the messages that we got too. Like right after Roy came out and we hired Nicole, it was like, thank you guys because of you and your openness. We've started conversations in the car with my kids who are as young as 8 and 9 years old, you know? And that's so awesome is like, because a kid might look over at mom and say, why is Roy talking about his boyfriend? Because they're not familiar with that, you know? And that can start a conversation. Hey, you can love anyone.
Yeah.
You know?
And there's not many other. There's not.
Mom, that's not what I mean. I mean, who loves Roy?
He was able to score someone?
Real quick, where are y'all going to be this week? I'm going camping, unfortunately. I won't be around for Pride weekend. I'm going up to a Boone to do camping with my son for the first time. Super excited about that. But you guys are just going to be kind of running around at Pride weekend, right?
I mean, I wish we had a place to post. We don't have, like, a booth. I don't know. So, like, we're just going to.
Yeah, they've decided to go with another.
radio station.
Radio station. Well, and that's fine. That's they must have openly gay characters on their show as well, I would imagine.
But we're going to be, like, I guess at bars?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to a drag brunch tomorrow, which I'm pretty pumped about.
Oh, the Monique and Ivy?
Yeah, I'm going to that. And then one of my friends is a DJ here in Charlotte, and she's DJing, like, a girl party.
Cool.
Tomorrow night, Rainbowtopia, so I'll be there.
Awesome. So if you see, and Lorraine, are you going to be running around maybe?
I'm going to try. I have cash this weekend. Our au pair's out of town.
Yeah.
So if I can cart him somewhere.
Yeah.
No, I get it. The excuses there. That's fine.
Oh, it's okay. I'll take a baby to a bar. No problem, right?
Yeah. Cash would look good in rainbow colors.
Yeah.
But just if you see Roy or you see Nicole.
By the way, meanwhile, Manny can't be further away from the gay people. He's going to Boone to go camping.
Getting the hell out of town.
165,000 people coming for this gay event.
I'm at it. Like, Waxhaw's not far. Like, where I live isn't far enough away. I got to go to Boone. Anyway, if you see Roy or Nicole.
Isn't there enough woods where you live?
Dude, I'm not going to get away from the Pride Festival.
I know.
Anyway, just give Nicole, give Roy a hug. Make sure you grab pictures with them. This is a really, really important weekend for Charlotte and an important weekend for our show in general. So everybody enjoy yourself and be safe, dude.
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to be really hot.
Listen, when you hug me and you meet me and take photos, I'll be drenched in sweat.
Not if you do Botox.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay. All right. Thank you, everyone.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.